بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا کہ ایک شخص ملے جو ایل ایل بی ہو گئے تھے. پوچھنے لگے کہ نماز پانچ ہی وقت کی کیوں فرض ہوئی؟ حکیم امت مولانا اسف علی خان رحمتہ اللہ، اسے بھی میتھ ون پرسن ہوا صحیح، میری یونیورسٹی ڈگری سیکولرسٹ، ایل ایل بی واس سو ہی آس حضرت خان رحمتہ اللہ کوشچن. Therefore, I often, these liberals, modernists, I often ask that question, that's why are there five salat? Why are five namaz faraz? Why did Allah Ta'ala make five namaz salat faraz? میں نے کہا کہ آپ کی ناک سامنے کیوں لگی؟ So the time of the asking, tell me first, why is your nose in front? Why did Allah Ta'ala create your nose in front? So he was silent, he couldn't answer it. And on another occasion, one university professor, also after the time of the day, gave a bayan, a great lecture, thousands of people present. So this professor Sahabi caught up in question time and asked the time of the day, why does Allah Ta'ala fix 1 month in the year for Ramadan? 1 month. So the time of the asking the same question, why did Allah Ta'ala create your nose in front? So he said, eventually he answered, and he said that if it was behind, it would look ugly. So the time of Allah says, if only your nose was behind, then it would have looked ugly. And all of our nose in front, then it would have been ugly. But it's all mankind. But Allah Ta'ala has created every human being with the nose behind. If it's in Allah Ta'ala's power, qudrat, then it would not have looked ugly. Look now, if your nose alone was behind, then you would have asked me, so he couldn't answer. So this type of question, when people ask, actually, it is because of a deficiency in the iman. That is, they ask such questions, and there's no end to such questions. Not only, why did Allah Ta'ala all the five salats for the day? You assume if there were seven or six or three, the same question would arise. Why was it three? Why seven? In Ramadan, why did Allah Ta'ala take 1 month? Then why not 15 days? Why not 2 months? Why not 1 week? In everything, why Maghrib Salat is 3 rakats? Why not 4 rakats? And if it was 4 rakats, then say, well, why is it 4 rakats? Why Zuhr 4 rakats? Everything. There will be the same answer. There will be no end to the why. Millions of whys, thousands and thousands of masalas. For every masala you ask, why? Why is it? If Allah Ta'ala wanted us to know the reasons and the mysteries underlying the ahkam, the laws, then Allah Ta'ala would have revealed these to His anbiya. And we would have taught it to the ummah. But the knowledge of the reasons, the knowledge of the mysteries and the reasons and the verses of the ahkam has nothing to do with the ahkam. The ahkam or the laws of the deen are for practical purposes. We have to practice according to the masail. And the reasons have no relationship with practice. It has no relationship with our morals, with our akhlaq, nor has it any relationship with our amal, with our good deeds. So it is absolutely useless to ask why did Allah Ta'ala, why did He create this in this manner, in that manner. No one knows. Allah Ta'ala hasn't revealed these reasons. And the tariqah, the way of the Sahaba, was never to ask. Once they have accepted this person to be the Nabi, he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, they were now convinced of his truth, that whatever message he brings, whatever he teaches us, it is from Allah Ta'ala. So now it is superfluous, and it is superfluous, and there is no benefit in asking now for everything, why is this so, and why is this so. In other words, it shows a deficiency in our iman, in our belief. Khuda ke do کارخانے ہیں, ایک تکوینی اور دوسرا تشریعی. کارخانے سے کیا اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز ٹو لاز, ٹو آپریشنز ان دس یونیورس, ون از کالڈ تکوینی اینڈ ادر ون از تشریعی. تکوینی از لائک فار اس اٹس اے ہیڈن شریعت, اے ہیڈن لا وچ وی ڈونٹ نو. Everything that happens in this universe, it happens by the command of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing happens without Allah Ta'ala's hukum. Many things happen which are in conflict with the Shariat as we know it. In conflict, many things happen and these are by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has innumerable servants, servants of His, Malaika and human beings. Mu'mineen and kuffar who are harnessed and spanned into the service of Allah Ta'ala. And they carry out all these activities carry on in this dunya. Many of the things are in conflict with the Shariat. And but Allah Ta'ala orders and He commands these things to happen. These things happen, wars happen. Fine, accidents happen, planes crash, earthquakes happening, many things happening in this dunya, everything is by the command of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing happens without Allah Ta'ala's hukum. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَسْفُكُمْ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not a leaf from a tree falls, but it's in Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, Allah Ta'ala's commands it. It happens that leaf falls from the tree, by the direct intervention of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing happens without Allah Ta'ala's hukum. So that part of the law is called taqween. And then you have the other part is called tashri, that is our shariat. We are bound to follow only the tashri'i ahkam, the laws of the shariat. Taqweeni hikmate tum batla do, or tashri'i ki hum batla denge. Ta'ala has told this person, right, you first explain to us the hikmat, the mysteries, the wisdoms of the Allah Ta'ala's taqweenat, of His taqweeni, of His hidden shariat. Then we will explain to you the wisdoms of the ahkam of the shariat. And Ta'ala is telling you that you people, you follow the scientists and all of them, you are making you, they experiment and they invent and they study Allah Ta'ala's creation, they study. So you explain now to us. Explain to us the wisdom for everything. Why is there in this our system, why is there only one sun? Why is there only one moon? And why when the sun, rises then it is day? Why isn't it the other way around? And why does the sun rise only in the east and sets only in the west? And why Allah Ta'ala has created this species in this manner and this in this manner and so many, and why not more than what He has created? Why not less than what He has created? Millions and millions of creation of Allah Ta'ala. So you explain to us now, since you people have undertaken now the task of studying and harnessing Allah Ta'ala's the Qudrat, the things which He has created by His Qudrat. So now you explain to us that when you can explain to us the reason for all these happenings in this universe, then we will explain to you the mysteries underlying the ahkam of the Shariat. میں کہتا ہوں کہ اسرار الہی پر مطلع ہونے کا یہ طریق نہیں کہ مولوی سے پوچھا کرے کہ یہ حکم اس طرح کیوں ہے. I'm telling you that it is the way of understanding the mysteries and the wisdoms underlying all the masail. The method of it is not this, that you go around asking every Mawlana, asking what is the reason for this, what is the reason for that. In ke zimme sirf ahkam ka batlana hai, dalail wa asrar ka bayan karna nahi. The responsibility of the learned man, of the Mawlana, of the Shaykh, of the Alim, is only to inform you of the law of Allah Ta'ala. That is his office. That he occupies that office. That is his amanat, to explain the law of Allah Ta'ala, so that you practice according to that. Further than that, it is not his responsibility. And if one cultivates taqwa, follows the deen meticulously and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then sometimes Allah Ta'ala Himself, He inspires the wisdom of all. Of some account, He inspires the heart of the muttaqi, of one who is taqwa. Ek sahib ne sawal kiya, ke isale sawab ibadat badni ka acha hai ya ibadat malika. Someone asked Hazrat Mawlana Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about isale sawab. Isale sawab means the bestowal of sawab. Sawab, reward of a good act to a person who has died, to the deceased, to recite something of the Quran to him, to give some charity, then you ask Allah Ta'ala to accept it and to bestow the sawab, the reward of it, to a certain deceased person. So that's the meaning of Isale Sawab. So someone asked Hazrat Thani Ramzahe about Isale Sawab or the Sawab or Ibadat Badani. Ibadat Badani is a bodily Ibadat, right? Perform Salat, you fast, you recite.